We'd like to welcome Michelle Wee into the interview room. 5 under today. Congratulations on your round. Can you tell us just a little bit about the round today and kind of what went right for you?
It was hot today. It seemed like it was even more humid than yesterday. But I'm glad to have shot 5 under today. It was, you know, tough conditions. And I'm looking forward to the weekend.
What was the biggest difference between yesterday's round and today for you?
I think just it's just not really that big of a difference. Just a couple of putts here and there, a couple of shots here and there.
Any questions?
Did the course play harder today? Did you think? I know you scored a lot better, but a lot of players aren't. What were the conditions like, and how are they different than yesterday?
I think the greens are getting firmer. The rough is growing. You know, it's pretty tough. You have to be in the fairway, and you have to be on the right part of the greens for sure.
Yesterday, you didn't seem all that discouraged after the two over. Did you know you just felt like your game was good? It was just a matter of a shot or two?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that I hung in there, grinded yesterday, and I still had good feelings about my round. So I think that I was just today kind of use those good feelings, try to get off to a good start.
Was it tough to get over the tee shot, the first tee shot? I mean, what went through your mind when you saw what happened?
I've never felt so horrible about a shot ever. I felt so horrible about hitting that poor little girl. But, you know, it's kind of got lucky, and I just felt really bad, but hopefully she's fine.
And the drunk fan on the back nine, did that have any... off or anything?
I just think drinking in over 100 degree weather is just not a smart idea. But he was quite entertaining. He wasn't really obnoxious at all. That was really funny. Sorry, speaking Spanish there for a while.
Do you understand Spanish?
No, but I don't know. He was just yelling out just things, random things.
Michelle, did you know what happened on the first after your first swing? When did you figure out what exactly had happened?
Well, I thought I just hit like a sprinkler or a tree or something. But the little girl was the last thing on my mind, but hopefully she's okay.
Have you ever hit anybody before in a gallery?
Yeah, I mean, considering how many times I've hit it offline, yeah, I've hit a couple.
Did you get a chance to talk to her or meet
her?
Yeah,
I kind of was asking her if she was okay. I mean, unfortunately, I couldn't be with her until the paramedics came. But hopefully she's fine.
What was the atmosphere pretty crazy out there today generally? Were people into it?
Yeah, people are very into it. I think crowds are very, very animated, and it was a lot of fun playing in front of those crowds.
And when you hit that drive, did you know, it's not going to be good?
I don't know.
Michelle, of all the four majors, which is your preference to win?
I really don't have a preference at all.
Well, you must feel you've got more identification with one rather than the other?
Not really. I think this is a very special tournament, but I think all four majors are pretty important. But obviously, I do have a lot of history here, and it would be fantastic.
Why is this so special for you, this tournament?
I think it's just the fact that, I have a lot of good memories here, you know. Playing in the final round with Annika when I was, 13, 14, it was a pretty amazing experience. And, you know, just I've been here for a long time, and it's pretty cool. I've kind of grown up here.
Was there a point where you finally made a putt and kind of got you going? Was there a stage of the day when that happened?
You know, it was nice to birdie the second hole and just kind of get it going from there.
Any more questions? Thank you, Michelle, and good luck the rest of the week.